80% of the kids who play travel sports, AAU, 7-on-7, things of that nature, could benefit more so from more training, more time in the weight room, things like that, versus just always playing games. What's good, everybody? My name is Justin Miller. I am the host and owner of Legends of Athletics, and this is another Legends of Athletics podcast. I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you that have taken the time out of your day to make this podcast a part of your life and to tune in and listen to this episode and be with us and join the Legends of Athletics family. Your support does not go unnoticed, and your support is greatly appreciated. Before we jump into today's topic, I want you to go and make sure that you like, follow, and subscribe to the channel. Like and rate this podcast if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever streaming platform that you choose to listen to podcasts from. And I want you to make sure that you are following us. Make sure, I cannot harp on this enough, make sure you're following us on some social media platform. Your support is greatly appreciated. We've been growing and things like that, and we like to use the things such as social media and all those things to just allow you to get a look into what we're doing and to also educate those who are in the business of trying to be better athletes and just make sure we got valuable information out there. If you've been following Legends of Athletics for a while, then you know the last couple of weeks we've been kind of in and out with the videos and the content and things like that. And that's for good reason. I always want to make sure I keep you guys in the know, but it's for good reason. We've been busier. And so, you know, I don't have a videographer, a personal videographer just yet. That's something that we're working on. But we've been very busy with training and making sure that we're doing the things to take care of our athletes and clients as best as we can. And so that's some of the reason for a little bit of the inconsistency the last couple of weeks. But we wanted to make sure we jump back on track and make sure we keep you guys first and foremost and at the forefront of our minds, and also to make sure we're taking care of you because you have made us who we are up to this point. The topic that I want to talk to you guys about today is I want to talk to about the topic of being the realities of sport. Let's be realistic in sport, basically. And so with that, I want to talk to the athletes who may have aspirations of being Division I athletes, maybe getting a collegiate level scholarship. Doesn't matter if it's Division II, D3, and so forth and so on. They just want to play at that next level. And so I want to be very realistic on what it takes to get to that next level and make sure that I give you guys the tools and the wherewithal to know what all goes into that process. And so with that, let's jump right in. Firstly, you know, I've had the conversation last few days for sure about the topic of travel sports, travel baseball, AAU, things like that. Starting there, this is no shade to those organizations, but I will always try to make sure I give you guys a history lesson and then pull it back to the current where we are currently. And some of you guys may have heard the story, some of you guys may have not. But with AAU and things like that, that used to be reserved for the kids who were, one, serious about the sport, wanted to take their game to another level, and wanted to continue playing the sport. And then those kids who were cream of the crop or elite level kids. Nowadays, I would probably venture to say that 80% of the kids who play travel sports, AAU, 7-on-7, things of that nature, could benefit more so from more training, more time in the weight room, things like that, versus just always playing games. Games are great. They're great tools to practice the skills and things like that. And you can never replicate or duplicate what goes on into a game. But there is a point, too, where we need to take the time that we have away from our season, from our school sports, with our team at the school, and work on being a better us, to put us in a better position to be seen and looked at and things of that nature. So the first thing I would say is, you know, you have to be realistic in what you're trying to do. I know a lot of times with people in those spaces, in the travel world, they do what they need to do to, one, get kids on the team, and two, make it sound as appealing as possible. But the reality is, if you're 5'8", 140 pounds, and run a 5'2", 5'3", 40 at a skill position, you're probably not going anywhere. And that's just the reality of it all. Measurables still count. And so you have to be somewhere within the average to above average level, depending on what your measurables are, in order to even be seen. There are many athletes that are great athletes that do not play beyond high school, contrary to popular belief, just because they don't meet the measurable qualifications. And so you got to make sure that your measurables are there. So, you know, control what you can control. You can control your weight. You can control your work output, so how hard you work or how much you do not work. And you can also control just your IQ and things like that that you have towards the sport that you're playing. Now, what we can't control is you can't control how tall you are. That's just something that you leave up to genetics, and you're at a genetic predisposition for that. And so that's going to be the first order of business. The second order of business is your grades. You can go to all these travel games. You can go to all these tournaments and things like that. But at the end of the day, you are a student athlete and not an athlete student. So the student is on the front of that for a reason. You have to make sure you have the grades to qualify to get to the next level. Because if you don't have the grades to qualify, then again, you're not going to be seen. You're not going to be considered. And you're not going to get to where you're trying to get to athletically. Third thing is, I don't know why, but third thing is, you just have to make sure that in reality, that you're living in reality. So are you excelling and dominating the competition at your school? Are you excelling and dominating the competition in your age group? Are you excelling and dominating the competition at age groups and levels above where you currently are? Maybe 2 or 3 years older. So if you're a sophomore, you can hang in there with juniors and seniors, or be better than juniors and seniors. Again, if you're not that, then this notion or claim that you can make it just because you work hard and things like that, and you may have good grades, is kind of, again, it's out the window. And so, you know, whenever I had these conversations with people and parents and things like that, you know, my thing is always what makes sense for the athlete. You guys have heard me in previous podcasts talk about AAU and things like that, so we don't have to delve that deep into it. But those are three key elements to getting you to the next level. For most times, for let's say women's sports, right? For a women's softball player, if that kid is not playing as a freshman or sophomore, they 9 times out of 10 in the sport of softball, whether it be fast pitch or slow pitch, are not going to make it at the next level. Now, there are outliers, but for the most part, again, the majority will not make it. That's just an easy measurable. Football, like I just gave y'all an example, the kid that's 5'8", 140 pounds, and runs a 5'2", you're not going to make it. You're already undersized as far as body weight. You're undersized in height, and then you're not fast enough as far as speed goes. And so, you know, we have to be realistic in what we're giving these athletes. And if you're in 9th, 10th grade and you're running a 5'2", 5'3", it's probably not going to happen. Your skill set is probably not going to get to the level that it needs to get to get you to the next level. Now, you can be 5'8 and play at the next level. You can be 5'8 running a 4'4", 4'5 and play at the next level, but you can't be 5'8 and running a 5+40 and play at the next level. Same thing about basketball. Basketball, the average height for a Division I basketball athlete is about 6'2". You have a few guys that slip through that, 6'3s, a couple guys at 6', 5'11", things like that. But the average height, whenever we're saying average, we're talking about the majority of athletes are within that 6'2" range and above. Really, in basketball, the body weight doesn't matter as much because most kids don't have a weight program in high school. And then a lot of times in college, especially if you go up to the Division I level, they'll either give you a red shirt year or either over time, if you are one and done or two and done, something like that, then you can put on a body weight at that point and get up in basketball. Basketball is not really a strength-based sport. So I'm not saying he could be completely light in the back pockets, but it's not a strength-based sport, so you don't have to necessarily be 200-plus pounds, 180-plus pounds to make it. But you do need to make sure you got the height and make sure that you can hit jump shots. If you're in today's game, if you're anywhere in the, I'm going to say, from the 1 to 3 position, then can you hit 6 out of 10 jumpers? From the perimeter, can you hit 6 out of 10 shots? That's 60%. If you're a bigger guy, can you hit 4 for 10, 40%? And then over the course of a season, you know, most of those guys are good jump shooters, a 30% jump shooter at the NBA level, around a 30% jump shooter at the NBA level. And so those are a couple things to just keep in mind to frame it for you to ask yourself questions of, do I meet those criteria? And if you have any questions that you would like for me to answer for you, or you want me to watch your film, you can email legendsofathletics19@gmail.com and I'll do that for you. Again, that's legendsofathletics19@gmail.com. But for the most part, we just have to be realistic. And I think a lot of athletes today, you know, we talk about the NILs, we talk about athletes' entitlement and things like that. It's just because you're not surrounded by reality. And so you get a lot of guys who transfer school to school or get upset with coaches or get upset with opportunities when they're not positioning themselves for the opportunity. A lot of the messages that we have today on social media, things like that, talk about working hard. But then whenever you say, well, you can work hard, but these are the measurables that you need, measurable marks that you need to be hitting, a lot of these guys and girls cannot hit those marks. And so it's just being realistic. You know, with travel sports, I've gone out there to a couple of those tournaments. And like I said, it's nothing to me that's very impressive. I say the same thing I say to every athlete. If you can play, you can play. If you can't, you can't. The cream of the crop always rise to the top. And even in today's world, still guys and girls getting scholarships that never played or hardly played any type of travel sport. And there's the people that play travel sports from age 10 plus that have not gotten a look, are not getting seen and getting looked over. And so these things are very important whenever you're thinking about what your next step is and going to the next level. And this conversation I just had with you guys is kind of how I try to frame it for my athletes. And it's always just a thing that you have to ask yourself ahead of time, well, what's my ultimate goal? And then what does it take to get there? If you don't know your ultimate goal and what it takes to get there, none of it matters. You have to keep these things, again, frame of mind and know what's realistic. If you say, I want to be a great high school player, we work to get you to be a great high school player. And that's our goal, and that's what our ceiling is. If you say, I want to play at the next level, I want to be a collegiate level player, we have to work you up to that level and hope and pray that you excel at that level. And so, you know, opportunities come to those who work for those opportunities. You know, you may have to wait on your opportunity. I'm not one of those to say I create and make it happen all the time, because sometimes you just have to wait your turn. But you just have to be realistic in that and what you bring to the table and the structure of what you bring. And I think that will alleviate a lot of stress, alleviate a lot of anxiety and things like that. And it's going to help you be the best you can be overall. And so I hope you guys enjoyed the content. If you like the content, don't forget to like, subscribe. Hit that subscription button. Help us keep growing on YouTube. If you like the content and you're listening to us on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever, don't forget to like, rate, and tell a friend. And as always, I love you guys. Be legendary.